come back in the future if that's possible.
Of course.
With, you know, other music.
Yeah, I'd love to do that. And thank you. I didn't mean to interrupt you. You were starting to talk about the song, but you're used to controlling the whole show. So
yeah, right?
I wanted to be sure you had your shot here.
No, honestly, yeah. It's relaxing to just being told, hey, it's your turn to play. And then, you know, have a conversation, you know.
Well, I want people to understand who you are, not just what you play.
I appreciate that. This song's called Emo Summer. I'm just going to do a little thing here.
Whole tuning, we like that. We encourage tuning.
So this song, actually, I wrote this song in 2015. Actually, outside of the library in Squirrel Hill. So this song was kind of made for busking. It's a little bit louder than strumming. Yeah, I hope you like it. This is the one song that everyone asks me to play all the time who likes my music, so... From falling into a trap, you call it love. Hey, you got me so high, I've been craving you more lately. If I call in the morning, I'll come in the evening, babe. If I call in the from falling into a trap, you call it love, babe. You got me so high, I've been craving you more lately. If I call in the morning, you know, if I call in the morning, I'll come in the evening, babe. That's Emo Summer.
Beautiful. Thank you, Louie.
Thank you
for being here.
Not as kid, held myself from falling into a trap, you call it love, babe. You got me so high, I've been craving you more lately. If I call in the morning, you know, if I call in the morning, come and eat in bed. And that's Emo Summer.
Beautiful. Thank you, Louie.
Thank you.
For being here today. Louie Castle, and look for him on social media. And we'll keep you posted, too. Thanks to our students from Manchester Academic Charter School for sharing their poetry, eighth graders all, thanks to Manal, Connor, and Zoe for sharing their poetry and writing today. Jaquay Edward Carter joined us as we talked about Olympic medalist Herb Douglas earlier this morning, celebrating his 100th birthday coming up this week. Angelo Creo of Steel City Storytellers and Brian Costanzo, representing the 2022 Southwestern Pennsylvania Youth Pitch Competition. We'll look for you next week. Great mix from Chad Green. We'll meet you here for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday mornings from SLP Radio Productions.
Break it down. Work it out there. That song goes on forever, doesn't it? Bugle Call is what that song is called. It is not called Rosenfrosen, which is what I thought it was called for years. This show, though, is called Rosenfrosen. You're tuned to the new sound of the Mon Valley, Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport, and 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh. It is 12:01.
Hey, pretty baby. You can't sit up. Don't you hear the drummer thumping? You can't sit up. You gotta shake it like a crazy. You can't sit up. 'Cause the band is saying something. You can't sit up. Everybody is a jumping. You can't sit up. You gotta slap by. See the gang of grooving. You can't sit up. I gotta get your motor moving. You can't sit up. You gotta make it, break it, shake it all around. You can't sit up. You can't sit up. You gotta move, move, move around and around. You can't sit up. You can't sit up. You gotta fly, fly, fly way off the ground. They're pulling it out. A crazy sound. No, no, you can't sit up. No, no, you can't sit up.
Glenn Berry and the Devels getting us started on Radio 9. Can't sit down. You shouldn't sit down. Well, if you're driving. If you're driving, you should be sitting down. Unless you're driving one of those stand-up delivery trucks. Do they still... It is I, your deacon of doo-wop, your salt to swing, your come loudly grant to the Chedwick Institute of Groove Forkology, Jay Thurber, and 1204. much more music time. Here to put the move in your groove, the dance in your pants, a little bit of rock and roll in your soul right up till the 3 o'clock hour. And the full-time request line is open at 412-385-7450, 412-385-7450. Also taking your requests on Facebook and Twitter at Jay Thurber Show. Sunny skies today with a high of 70, cloudy overnight, low of 53, chance of rain Sunday, Monday into Tuesday. We'll check your full-time forecast in less than 15 minutes right now. 53, radio 9 degrees.
Jay Thurber.
This boomba. This boomba. Describe the sound made when a sheep explodes.
Wonderful weekend.
This is Sam and Dave. We're going to be hearing from Ernie Kovacs later on in the program. Going to be quite a trick since he's been dead for 50 years. Just looking in the paper here, supply chain issues are causing shortages of Girl Scout cookies. Meantime, City Brewery in Latrobe, which brews Iron City beer and Duquesne beer and a bunch of other different beers under contract, their workers are walking out. The cookies are in short supply, and the beer workers are walking out. I hope the pizza factory doesn't close. I won't have anything to eat. Beer and Girl Scout cookies, that's a breakfast that tastes great anytime. I know they're on my training table. Here are the Drifters on Radio 9.
music.
WRCT.
Ever looked less likely to smoke themselves a J than Paul Simon? He looks like a narc. Paul Simon looks like the guy who calls the cops on you if you're playing your stereo too loud. Anyways, that was Rhymin' Simon. I'm Jay Thurber. This is Gene McDaniels approaching the point of no return on Radio 9.
You know that once upon a time, I didn't need you so. It would have been so easy then for me to turn and go. But now there's no leaving you. I know that for a fact. I'm at the point of no return, and for me there'll be no turning back. I told myself you'd always be a habit I could break. But now a day without your kiss would be so hard to take. You just can't get off a train that's moving down the track. I'm at the point of no return, and
for me, there'll be no turning back. Once I could have said goodbye, but that was at the start. Now I think I'd rather die than be the one to say we'll part. Maybe you will break my heart, or maybe you'll be true. No matter what the future brings, I've got to see it through. Maybe your love for me is nothing but an act. I'm at the point of no return, and for me there'll be no turning back. Yeah, for me there'll be no turning back.
Jay Thurber.
Go, go, Tiger.
Radio 9. These are the Marvelettes. We'll have weather next, plus new music from Bob Moses. Stay tuned.
Like a box that plays on the
Marvelettes. On Radio 9 with Jay Thurber at 1222, much more music time. New music from Bob Moses coming up after we take care of a brief message. Also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. If you listened last week, thank you. You came back for more punishment, huh? Last week we were playing some Ukrainian rock songs, and a couple of listeners sent me some more Ukrainian rock songs. So we will be playing some of those later on in the show. And if you are like most of us or many of us, especially those of us who are of Eastern European descent, your eyes have been glued to the news and you're wondering how you can help. Last week we mentioned the Better Business Bureau said make sure that if you're giving to a charity that promises to do Ukraine relief, that they are an honest one. Another one that has come commended to me is Operation USA. Their motto is give here and it gets there. Operation USA is a Los Angeles-based international disaster relief and development agency that helps communities both at home and abroad overcome the effects of disasters, disease, wars, and poverty. For 42 years, they have delivered more than $450 million in aid for relief and development projects around the world. And they are at work right now in Ukraine. Experts anticipate as many as 4 million Ukrainians to be displaced following the Russian invasion, and Operation USA is mobilizing to provide material aid and support to groups that provide on-the-ground support to refugees in Poland and nearby countries. So if you'd like to help, if you'd like to make a tax-deductible donation, they are not advising public collection drives of clothing and other items at this time. But if you'd like to make a donation to response efforts in Ukraine or around the world, you can give at give.opusa.org. That's give.opusa.org. That's a message from Operation USA.
Pittsburgh's weather.
Here's your forecast for the entire Radio 9 listening area. Sunny skies this afternoon, with a high near 70 degrees, cloudy overnight, low of 53, chance of showers on Sunday afternoon, partly sunny, high of 71. Monday, showers likely, high of 66 WNBC degrees. And then on Tuesday, partly sunny and back to more seasonal temperatures with a high of 46 degrees. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Mess, it is 57 in Washington, 53 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport, and street level at the corner of Forbes and Moorwood in Oakland, 50 degrees with new music from Bob Moses.
Top down, got the radio up loud.
album is called The Silence In Between. That's the group known as Bob Moses here on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber.
Making your day a little brighter is quite enough for us.
The West Newton Public Library will hold its fifth annual basket fundraiser from 12 noon until 4 o'clock on March 13th. That's at the Turkeytown Volunteer Fire Department in South Huntington Township. The doors open at 11 a.m. You can purchase tickets at the library at 124 North Water Street. For more information, 724-633-0798. Or as we used to say in the old neighborhood, the library.
I remember my first love affair. Somehow or another, the whole darn thing went wrong. But my mama had some great advice, so I thought I'd put it in the words of this song. I can still hear her saying, boy. Oh, I see you sitting out there all alone, crying your eyes out, 'cause the woman that you love is gone. Oh, there's gonna be a whole lot of trouble in your life. Oh, so listen to me, get up off your knees, 'cause only the strong survive. That's what she said, only the strong survive. Only the strong survive. Yeah, you gotta be strong. You better hold on. Don't go around with your head hung down. Well, I wouldn't let the little girl know, wouldn't let her know that she made me feel like a clown. But you'll never meet them if you give up now and say your life is through. Then she said, only the strong survive. Only the strong survive. Yeah, you gotta be a man.
Butler, the Iceman, delivering as always on Radio 9. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport, this is Radio 9 on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and on the internet at tubecityonline.com/radio in McKeesport. It's 12:31. This is Elvis.
Purple gang, let's rock. Everybody, let's rock. name of his latest flame. He talked and talked, and I heard him say that she had the longest, blackest hair, the prettiest green eyes anywhere. And Marie's the name of his latest flame. Though I smiled, the tears inside were a-burning. I wished him luck, and then he said goodbye. He was gone, but still his words kept returning. What else was there for me to do but cry? Would you believe that yesterday this girl was in my arms and swore to me she'd be mine eternally? And Marie's the name of his latest flame. Though I smiled, the tears inside were a-burning. I wished him luck, and then he said goodbye. He was gone, but still his words kept returning. What else was there for me to do but cry? Would you believe that yesterday this girl was in my arms and swore to me she'd be mine eternally? And Marie's the name of his latest flame.
Two in a row from a guy you know.
Marie's the name of his latest
Elmo Parsley
flame.
On Radio 9.
Marie's the name.
Marie's the name of his latest flame. Before that, we heard from Jailhouse Rock. Now let's hear a little more about Marie.
Marie.
These are the Bachelors on Radio 9.
Marie.
You can make this beggar a king.
from Wales, the country, not the large sea mammals. It's the Amen Corner with Ben Me Shamey here on Radio 9. This is Joni Mitchell. Mitchell from 1972 on Radio 9. We'll visit with Mr. Question Man right after this.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Welcome to another session of Mr. Question Man, who answers the questions you, the viewers, send in. Mr. Question Man, our first question comes from Mrs. L.R. Ridgely of Wheeling, West Virginia. She writes, "Dear Mr. Question Man, 2 years ago, we noticed that my 8-year-old son was losing his hair. As soon as all his hair fell out, it was replaced by an avocado bush growing out of his forehead. Last year, it gave fruit 3 times. This year, however, the bush seems to be dying. What can be done to correct this condition? Yours, Mrs. L.R. Ridgely."
An avocado bush can be very decorative. And I have always found the fruit rather delicious. I suggest you have a tree surgeon look at your son's head at the earliest opportunity.
Miss T.L. of Chicago, Illinois writes, "Dear Mr. Question Man, I am sending this letter from inside my steamer trunk. While I was packing my clothes for a proposed trip to Naples and Venice, the lid snaps shut, and I am locked inside. What shall I do?"
I think you should give up your plans for the trip. I feel that you will not enjoy an ocean voyage inside this trunk, and it does not seem a fair test for those delectable Italian dishes. They lose much of their flavor after being shoved through a keyhole.
Here is another vacationer Dear Mr. Question Man, writes Thomas Krieger of Levittown, Pennsylvania, I am going to Canada for a vacation this month to a winter resort. As this is the first time I have ever been to a winter sports resort, I do not wish to appear stupid. Is it proper to call the sport skiing or skiing?
It depends on what you're going to Canada for.
Then be sure to join us next week when Mr. Question Man will answer such questions as, does an erector set eat its young? Is Winston Churchill any kin to Ma Kettle? Do blue jeans come in other colors?
Ernie Kovacs here on Radio 9.
Jay Thurber! The best ones!
Smith and the Clowns here on Radio 9 at 12:49. Much more music time. New music from the Wombats coming up after we take care of sports and weather. Row House Cinema joins you in supporting WRCT. Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater in the... I'm on the radio! Don't call it. I'm on the... See, microphone is on. That thing. No, don't call now. Row House Cinema joins you in supporting 88.3 WRCT. Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh, and every week they choose a new movie theme, including classic, cult, foreign, animation, fun, and fascinating films in a magical setting. Their concession stand features natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer, and vegan options. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, visit their website at rowhousecinema.com or call 412-904-3225. If you are listening to us on our internet affiliate, Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport, you're going to want to stay tuned at 5 o'clock for the Kirsten and Amber Show. It is their annual Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony show. That is the Kirsten and Amber Show coming up at 5 o'clock on tubecityonline.com/radio or wmck.fm.
Your front row center at the ball game, and you don't have to fight the crowd. Turn your radio on as loud as you care to, then prepare to enjoy it.
120 of the top men's golfers in the world are in Orlando, Florida, now through Sunday, competing at Arnold Palmer's Bay Hill Club and Lodge. John Rahm might be the number one player in the official World Golf Association rankings, but he is not the favorite to win this weekend at Bay Hill. That label belongs to number five-ranked Rory McIlroy. The PGA Tour tournament teed off on Thursday and is being aired nationally on the Golf Channel and NBC. More than 300 NFL hopefuls are in Indianapolis this week for the annual scouting combine. The quarterbacks, wide receivers, tight ends, running backs, offensive and defensive linemen, defensive backs, linebackers, and special teams players continue to interview with teams and be tested physically ahead of the 2022 NFL draft. Pittsburgh Penguins lost to the Carolina Hurricanes in overtime last night by a score of 3-2. Pens off this weekend. They are back in action against the Panthers on Tuesday, I believe, at the PPG Paints Arena. That game gets underway at 7 o'clock. Pitt Panthers men's basketball team wrapping up what has been a really kind of a disappointing season today. They are 11-19 overall, 6-13 in the conference. They are taking on Notre Dame at 2:30 today in South Bend, Indiana. And what else to tell you about? The Pitt Panthers men are hosting LaSalle this afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Cooper Field House. I believe that will be their final game of the season as well, unless they make it into the A-10 tournament. Okay? All right.
Everybody talks about the weather. Is it gonna be cold or hot? And it's undeniable. Radio is reliable to hear what the weathermen plot. Whether you believe it or not.
Mostly cloudy today and then becoming partly sunny with a high of 70. Increasing clouds overnight, low of 53. Make up your mind, cloudy or not cloudy. Chance of showers on Sunday, partly sunny, 71. Showers likely Sunday night into Monday. High Monday, 66. Partly sunny on Tuesday with a high of 46. Right now, just ahead of much more music, it is 57 in Washington, 53 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland, 50 degrees with new music from the Wombat.
I'm forever locking myself in the glass of you. If you try to make friends with the friends you close to. To throw a banquet in a mosh pit. I'll get out of bed, stop listening to Radiohead. Take you out of this, you're reluctant optimist. And if you ever leave, I'm coming with you. Stuck to the gun that's stuck on your shoe. If you ever leave, I'm coming with you.
New music from the Wombats here on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber. And these are the
How
Young Rascals.
I be sure in a world that's constantly changing, how can I be sure where I stand with you?
The Young Rascals on Radio 9. And the Safaris are going to take us to news time here. From coast to coast and from one side of Lyle Boulevard to the other, all the way up to about the 800 block of Walnut Street. You're tuned to 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh Freeform Radio from Carnegie Mellon University and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. I'm Jay Thurber, broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport. FSN News is next. Right now, it's 1 o'clock.
From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Simon Marks with the Week in Review. And the first full week of Russia's invasion of Ukraine ended with Moscow's forces still struggling to overcome Ukrainian resistance in Kyiv, Kharkiv, and a host of other major population centers. Scores of civilians have fled. Scores have been killed by a Russian onslaught that the US, NATO, and independent observers say has included the use of banned munitions. NATO's Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg warned that the weekend and the days after it will see a substantial escalation by the Russians.
The days to come are likely to be worse, with more death, more suffering, and more destruction.
In the center of Tbilisi, the capital of Georgia, thousands of people thronged the streets on Friday night to express solidarity with Ukraine and hear an address from President Volodymyr Zelensky connected from Kyiv by video link.
I would like to call upon you not to be silent. I would like you to come out on the streets and support Ukraine, support our efforts and support our fight.
The week saw the Western sanctions net tighten around the Kremlin. Trading on the Moscow Stock Exchange was suspended. The ruble collapsed. More figures in Vladimir Putin's inner circle joined the Russian leader and members of his National Security Council in being sanctioned. The US says it plans to freeze and seize the assets of Russia's wealthiest Kremlin supporters. And at his State of the Union address on Tuesday, President Biden said Putin underestimated the strength of Ukrainian resolve and Western unity.
He thought he could roll into Ukraine and the world would roll over. Instead, he met with a wall of strength he never anticipated or imagined. He met the Ukrainian people.
The scenes all week long from Ukraine have been heartbreaking. Blocks of flats and hospitals targeted by the Russians. Children killed. On Thursday night, the largest nuclear power plant in Europe shelled. Moscow falsely blamed Ukrainian saboteurs for that assault. But while Vladimir Putin has been further restricting free speech inside Russia, his propaganda outlets internationally have been challenged. RT America, the Washington-based Kremlin propaganda channel, closed its doors this week, unable to access financing from Moscow.
What factor we're looking at here is the impact on the gas pump for Americans.
That's White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki fielding questions this week about why America is still buying Russian oil. President Biden is under pressure to change that and may do so in the coming week. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the solid gold sound of a million-dollar weekend, all weekend from
WMCK
McKeesport.
I'm a no-no.